Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, November the 14th. Today, we will consider an excerpt from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. In this passage, Paul offers 21 short, pointed instructions on how to live a good Christian life. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and this translation titles this section of Romans as Marks of the True Christian. Romans 12, 9 through 16. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. What is your reaction to these words? Are they comforting? Challenging, or maybe something else. Perhaps the first instruction is the most basic and all-embracing. Let love be genuine. What are the hallmarks of genuine love in your experience? Do certain people come to mind who have embodied these hallmarks of genuine love for you? Give thanks for them. Would you like to reach out to these people in some way? To let them know what their genuine love means to you and your life. As I read the passage again, take special note of whatever words or phrases take prominence for you today. It might be good to write these down and ponder them further. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. May this ancient advice for followers of Christ live anew for us today. May these words comfort us, bless us, challenge and encourage us on our pilgrimage of faith. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.